Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
You got that, Keefe? Freakazoid. Patrick Mahomes is a freakazoid.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, not so much. I'm saying avoid the Noid because he ruins pizzas.
With a freakazoid at quarterback.
Freakazoid. What was the Noid? That was Domino's?
Yeah, yeah.
Way back in the
day. He'd ruin pizzas.
Yeah.
The whole premise was you had to avoid the Noid.
I do kind of remember that, or I'm at least aware of that advertising campaign, but yeah.
I still remember it, though, so yeah, it's doing something right.
Working.
Yeah.
He's no Little Caesars pizza guy.
No, that guy's good. The way he would flip both pizzas and they'd land right on his spear,
it's crazy. I mean, the guy's a pro.
He's like also a magician, for God's sakes.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
So, I just played Orlovsky there because Mahomes is the best player I've ever seen.
With a freakazoid at quarterback.
Because he's a freakazoid, I just feel like that's worthwhile.
Yeah.
I wonder if Patriots fans can handle these 2 weeks because it's right there in your face. I know a lot of you claim you don't want to hear about it, but I know everybody has an opinion on the Patriots and the Chiefs. I had a buddy of mine. This is always good, Keith.
Yep. What did the buddy say?
You get reaching out. I was talking about the relationship between Bill and Brady, how there was tension and friction there.
A little bit.
With Reed and Mahomes, a buddy of mine said, real fans don't give a crap about coaching the quarterback and their relationship. It's different while the relationship between Reed and Mahomes, but no one cares about the relationship they have. I just think that
nobody cares.
You look at it and you go, well, that's what broke it up in New England. And I don't see that breaking up anytime soon in Kansas City. Maybe I underestimate the egos, but Dink Reed's going to need to stand out there and take credit like Bill did. And that's going to get in the way of who gets paid what and who gets the credit for this. And Bill wants to prove he can win without Brady and Brady goes somewhere else and wins without him. I don't see that breaking apart the Chiefs. Maybe it will, but it doesn't look like it.
No,
even in the best of times with Bill and Brady, it was always tension and friction.
Yeah, true. It doesn't seem like that now, but you never know. There's also a reason why. I mean, how many coach-player relationships have lasted that long? Like, you need to hit it just right. I don't think just based on his birth certificate, it's not going to last as long. It can't. Even if Mahomes plays till he's 40, Andy Reid's not going to be coaching him till he's 40.
But it might not need to. People are like, oh, well, you know, it might not last for 20 years. It might not need to.
No, it might not need to, but I'm saying, like, part of the reason...
Like, in 5 years, Mahomes might have passed Brady and the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, at this rate.
Yeah.
At this rate that he's going.
So you might not need the 20 years.
No, yeah, no. I know, but I guess it's just he might not have that long run, and then it might not... Because it got worse for Brady and Bill is also my point.
Like,
so, like, as the years go on, I'm trying to think. It's like Popovich and Tim Duncan and, like, how many other guys even had that experience?
It also helps that Mahomes has his $500 million contract already.
Yeah, I can't. Everyone's like, oh, he needs to play till he's 40 to be, like, as good as Brady was before. Like, why? Like, the numbers he can equal or pass a lot of these numbers. I don't know how many 40-year-old quarterbacks we're going to have, maybe in part because of that. Like, guys making $500 million, even though they protect the quarterback, at some level you got to be like, all right, I got to protect myself a little bit and move on.
So I just think it's going to be a difficult 2 weeks for Patriots fans because you're going to hear all this measuring up. Mahomes is the best I've ever seen. He's a freakazoid. Brady wasn't. Stephen A. said Mahomes is already the GOAT if he three-peats. Like, all these things are going to be right there. Even Curran said Reed and Belichick is close. You're going to hear about Kelce and Gronk. You're going to hear about all these debates.
Yep.
And I know you all have strong feelings on it, but it's going to be a difficult 2 weeks, which is why I think you're all rooting for Philly, but there does require an element of holding your nose for that.
So luckily to me, you have Saquon Barkley, who's very, very likable. They don't have, I don't think.
We both like Hurts, by the way, too. Did you hear Hart yesterday when we were driving home?
He doesn't like Hurts.
Hates Jalen Hurts. Finds him unlikable. Which surprised me.
Based on what?
I don't know. He didn't really give.
Oh, he just says he hates him. Like,
he said he thinks he's very overrated, which I also disagree with.
He's definitely not overrated.
Right.
He's not getting like any credit. In fact, Sirianni just had to do a thing about that. They're like, oh, Hurts only wins because the team's good. And then Sirianni was like, what are you talking about?
Who even has him in the top 10 of quarterbacks?
Not many.
I don't think that many people even do. I think he's properly rated. I'd have him 10, 11, 12, something like that.
But you guys made 2 Super Bowls, and like, well, that's just everybody around them. It's like, all right, we just went over it yesterday. 22 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL have been in 2 or more Super Bowls.
Right.
And he's young. Like, he's still going.
So we both like Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Maybe not everybody does. Barkley, I think, is everybody likes Saquon Barkley. Maybe not Giants fans so much.
I personally don't think they have any real villain-type players. Like, who do you really... I know you hate Cooper.
You're sleeping on those annoying guys on their defense.
Yeah, I guess, but they're like lower on the list. Like if you're talking about like who are the star players on that team, it's Saquon, it's Hurts, it's AJ Brown, maybe Devontae Smith.
I don't think everybody likes AJ Brown.
No.
I don't think.
Like maybe not.
Yeah.
But he's also not like a lot of the other receivers. Like, people have a strong feeling about, like, a Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe
correct.
That's hard to compare.
Yeah, no, he's not that.
The off-field stuff. Yeah. But, you know, there are certain guys you just don't like. I don't think people really hate A.J. Brown.
But the whole idea of you know, you got to hold your nose and root for Philly, like, that does seem easy now. I can't imagine there's any Patriots fans out there pulling for the Chiefs. I'd love to hear from you if you are.
No, you're not.
I think we're all holding our nose and rooting for the Eagles, but then you got to see good things happen to Philly sports fans, which is not, that's not something I want to see.
No, it's not ideal. But what would this be? The second Super Bowl in Eagles history?
Second win, yeah.
Second win?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's that. It's like, it's not a huge deal, right? Like, you can live with that, can't you?
Like, I don't like seeing rival fan bases happy. I don't like that.
But I would put Philly below New York. Like I would if this was the Giants were good or this roster was just on the Giants, that would be impossible.
No, it's a bigger,
be that uniform.
It's a bigger rivalry with New York. Yeah. But when cities like Philly win,
no, I know it's not ideal.
Yeah, you don't want to see the sun even shine there. No. It's like they're so far beneath us.
But they have to do it. They have to do it this time around because Kansas City is like if you just take. You know, what Monday is going to feel like around here based on a Kansas City win versus a Philadelphia win, you'll take the Philadelphia win every time.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I but it's close.
I mean, the three-peat thing alone.
It is close, but yeah.
If this was like...
You think I have it wrong? It's not even close?
I don't think it's close.
I mean, I
personally don't.
I would root for the Eagles over the Chiefs for sure, but then again, I'm not happy about Philly winning.
No, that's why we needed Detroit or even like Buffalo just to knock them off.
Like what Curran said, Detroit and Buffalo would have been phenomenal. That would have been
an amazing
so
Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I think the country would have enjoyed that so much more. I also don't love like a rematch, like Kansas City, San Francisco, Kansas City, Philly. Like, give me something else.
Well, I like a good rematch. I don't know that I particularly feel like this is a great the Eagles are like a worthy.
Oh, I mean, like Celtics, Lakers, or something like that. I guess I would take.
Yeah, and even like I'd be more into if the Niners were better. I'd be more into Chiefs Niners again than Chiefs and Eagles.
Yeah.
Do you think we're getting the best two teams? I don't.
No,
I don't think Philly was better than Detroit.
I think Detroit was the best team in the NFC this year. I do think Kansas City was the best team. You know, there were times where it looked like it was Buffalo. Buffalo beat them head to head. But then you're like, all right, come playoff time. I mean, the Chiefs lost one real game all year. It was to Buffalo, and then they beat them when it mattered more. So they are the best team. Now, they weren't flashy. They didn't score a lot of points. It was like a weird, dominant team because Detroit lit up the scoreboard. They were one of the 15 best offenses in the history of the NFL, and they had a pretty good defense, although they got so many injuries on defense that by the end they really weren't a great defense. But no, I thought they were better than Philly, but they never even got a chance to play them, you know, because they lost to freaking Washington, who they definitely should have beaten.
Yeah, the Commanders kind of screwed things up in retrospect because they so didn't belong in that game.
Yeah.
That's
where the whole debate too comes in. Like people claim they like parody, but it's like no, you really should like the dominant teams, and then you see the best football or the best basketball or the best whatever.
The Commanders
beating the
Lions kind of screwed everything up,
yeah.
In my estimation, because now you're stuck with Philly in the Super Bowl against Kansas City. We'll all root for Philly over Kansas City, but I don't really want to. The Lions would have made it easy. Jaden Daniels and the Commanders screwed it up. That's actually what happened. Talking it out, that's
blame
what
happened. Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, blame Jaden Daniels.
Think if the
blame Chad Ryland.
Oh, wow, this is deep.
For hitting the kick.
Yes.
In Denver.
Pats could have had Jaden
Christmas Eve. You could have had Jaden Daniels, then the Commanders don't have him, and now the whole thing isn't screwed up. Yeah, I mean, that's
if or they really have Drake May, they win the Super Bowl.
Good point, Nick. If the Commanders have Drake May, maybe they win the Super Bowl this year.
You got me there.
In your face.
All right.
No, I would say
Nick's really been throwing me in the corner these last couple of days. He's really
bodying you.
Really boxing me around.
It's incredible. No, I would say if the Chiefs were just going for, let's call it like a third and 5 years type of Super Bowl, like sort of like the Patriots, 14, 16, 18, you'd be rooting against them. But the fact that they're going for a Chief Pete or a three Chief,
a free Chief,
is what makes it not even up for debate. Like, sorry, you have to root for Philly because Kansas City is trying to not just add another Super Bowl, but they're trying to do something that the Patriots or any team has ever done before.
Three Chief. a Chief Peach.
I can't be sitting around watching a three Chief.
I honestly need a 30 for 30 on the whole end of that game. I need a 30 for 30 and just the Nance aspect.
Flag on the field. Coming no flag. Well, somebody told me there was a flag.
Flag on the field.
Yeah.
For Romo, so underrated is Romo saying Josh Allen should have time here, and then he has three guys ready to drag him.
Blitz!
I need a 30 for 30 on that.
Like,
just
I thought
that.
They used their blitz. Like old backyard football. You get one blitz.
Hang on. They didn't count to seven, Mississippi.
Get up. Get back there.
Let's
get a quick count.
Get to the phones. Bob's in Londonderry on the Patriots coaching staff. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. I was just curious. I realized the changes in coaching is obviously a step in the right direction. Any fool can see that. But in reality, depending who they do get or don't get, do you really think things are going to be dramatically a lot better? Probably slightly improved, but I'm not sure you're going to see a whole lot of any type of Mahomes, even anything close to that, for a long time. Just curious what you guys think.
I agree. I don't think they're going to get Patrick Mahomes. However, I do think they can. Well, let's see what free agent. Like, I could allow me to change my mind if they don't trade for anybody or sign anybody, or they trade way down. They don't get any star guys. But like right now, knee jerk reaction. I think they double their wins.
Yeah,
I think they double their wins next year.
I think anything short of
Win eight games.
In a vacuum, eight wins. Yeah. Anything short of that would be very disappointing next year.
And if
you have Vrabel.
Yeah.
It's a professional coaching staff ready to go. You have the quarterback.
Fill it out.
You have an awful, awful schedule.
Yep.
Meaning a really good schedule if you want to beef up on your wins.
Trash bag teams.
Yeah, eight. I'd be disappointed with anything less than eight. Sitting here not knowing what it's officially going to look like, but for what I expect them to do and add to the team, eight's at least the floor. That's the
also,
floor.
I would maybe compare them to any other current team than the Chiefs. Like, to be like, oh, they're not going to be like Patrick Mahomes. Like, all right, can they be the Chargers? Can they be the Bills? Can they be the, I mean, maybe the Bills is even high, but can they turn things around? Can they be playing meaningful games all next season? That's what I'm looking for.
I heard Arcan say this last night, and it doesn't mean you don't try in the meantime, but how far until the Patriots break into Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar? Like, when you really do think
honestly,
about that.
It might be closer with Burrow than we think. They beat them this year, and the Bengals didn't even make the playoffs. So that's one team that maybe you can walk past.
Okay, but that – so if you think they're closer than I do, fine. And I didn't even love the way the Bengals played last year, and Burrow I do think gets overrated. But that's a tough, tough, tough group to break into.
I would say Cincinnati, to me, I know they have a Super Bowl appearance, which Lamar and Allen don't, but I think they're way more teetering. Yeah, to break into the Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City thing, like that's really tough.
Well,
I think you're looking more at like a Justin Herbert type of situation where they took a step forward, they made the playoffs, but like, all right, like where are you gonna go?
No, and with Burrow, there's an easy way to make the Bengals worse, and you better bring in T. Higgins. I mean, there's a real easy way to do that.
Yep.
Harry is in North Kingston. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, guys. Sure. I just wanted to touch on why I think I'm an Eagles fan. I'll preface with that. Why I think the Eagles are definitely going to win. So, to me, this Super Bowl is very similar to 52 in 2018 Eagles-Pats in that the narrative back then was that the Eagles had the superior roster, but the Pats had the coach and the quarterback, and I think that's what we very clearly see this year. And additionally, in 22, the line opened at Chiefs minus 1.5, and something like 95% of the money immediately came in on the Eagles' money line. This line opened at 1.5, Chiefs minus 1.5, and it's already moved to Chiefs minus 2. So that is music to my ears that the public likes the Chiefs right now, and I just feel confident. I mean, we have a better roster now than we did in 18 when we beat the Patriots.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are a lot better than that Patriots team, too.
Do you think they're going to sit one of their best defensive players all game? Because that also is a big factor in the
Eagles.
Sit
down Chris Jones.
Then maybe Chris Jones doesn't play.
Yeah,
like Trent McDuffie.
Trent McDuffie.
Yeah, Trent McDuffie.
That's a better analogy.
Yeah, you may have been at like a Rick Ross concert, so you're not going to play.
So I think there is a bit of a correlation to what he's saying. And he's an Eagles fan, so he's biased. And this is exactly why I find it hard to root for Eagles fans. But when it comes to that Super Bowl, my personal commentary that week, Keith, and it shows how much I know.
Right.
My personal commentary was Brady will never lose to Nick Foles. I never even looked past that in that game. So maybe it's being talked about similarly. I give the Eagles way more of a chance in this Super Bowl, even knowing the Chiefs are going for a three-peat, than I thought going into Nick Foles versus Brady.
I might put a PS5 on the Chiefs.
Okay, but I'm saying, what would you have put on the Patriots in that Super Bowl?
Two PS5s.
That's what I'm saying. And so you're more confident in the Eagles this go around than that one.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm not picking the Eagles.
Yeah, no, I felt pretty good about the Pats
I thought there was no chance they were losing to Nick Foles. I didn't even bother going past that.
You want a wild stat?
Yes.
Jay Cutta on Twitter.
Cutta from the challenge?
No, not him.
Jay Cutta.
In this century, every time the Super Bowl has been played in between the two teams. So the location.
Geographically.
Okay. Is in between the two teams.
I'm listening.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
With one team obviously traveling east, the other team traveling west.
Uh-huh.
The team traveling west has won every time.
Every time.
So the Patriots and the Rams that first time.
Yep.
Pats were traveling west to get to New Orleans. They won that game. 2003, Tampa Bay traveled west to San Diego. They won that game.
Wow.
Pittsburgh, both times they won a Super Bowl in 6 and 9, traveled west. Baltimore traveled west against New Orleans. The New England Patriots against the Seattle Seahawks had to travel west to Glendale. Seattle traveled east.
Huh.
New England against the Rams in Atlanta. They traveled west. The Rams traveled east. This year in New Orleans, Kansas City is going to have to travel east, Philadelphia west. If you follow the maps, it would tell you the Eagles would win. I was hoping the caller was going to go there. He didn't, so I had to sort of pick up the ball and run with it.
I was very embarrassed when Nick Foles beat Tom Brady. I feel very embarrassed for not knowing that.
Seriously.
Because that's...
Just get up. All you need is a compass, and he can tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl.
You already ruined the key.
I was just going to say the same exact thing. I feel like you burned the key already.
I'll bring it back.
That wouldn't be
the first time.
Radio, the audience changes all the time. You can bring that back. That's true. So there you go. That's the latest on Super Bowl 59. Meanwhile, it's Tuesday. It's almost 12:45, which means we have Kiefer Madness on the way next.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
You're listening to Jones and Keith on WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe? Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
He takes the spleens and spreads their fat to get an average 6-month temperature and precipitation forecast. Regina.
All right, here we go. It's time for Kiefer Madness on the Jones and Keefe Show, WEEI. And Jones, it's brought to you by Awaken 180. Start the new year risk-free with Awaken 180. No subscriptions, no hidden fees, just a proven plan to crush your goals. Have 20 to lose? You could reach that by February. Have more. Do the math. Then go to awaken180weightloss.com. We'll go to New York City.
Wow.
For this one. We have not gone to New York City often.
City that never sleeps. This could be a good one.
I'm not a fan of New York. It's too much for me. Too much going on. Too many buildings. Very overwhelming.
You got to go with people who know what they're doing there.
Yes.
Or live there or something. You can't just go on your own.
Even then, I think I'm good. If I never go there ever again the rest of my life.
Manhattan, you're talking.
Anywhere.
Anywhere in any of the boroughs.
It's all too much. I don't want to go there ever again.
Okay.
I have zero interest in going there.
Huh.
Hopefully, God willing, I won't have to. All right, so let's find out what's going on.
A really bad smell has people packing the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. That's because the...
All right, a really bad smell has got the people going. It's got the people talking. What do you think that bad smell could be?
In a botanical garden?
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Maybe like a skunk's running around. Skunk broke loose.
Could be skunks.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this the other day. So you know how my backyard's like woodland critters?
Yeah.
Or coyotes.
My dog kill now.
Oh, man.
Coyotes. No, my dog had nothing to do with anything.
Coyotes, plural.
Dude, the sound they were making, they were ripping apart something or they were mating very aggressively. I don't know what it was.
How do you know it was coyotes?
They were going nuts.
That's a mating call.
So they were mating, I think.
That's a mating call.
When I hear one, I know.
Yeah.
No, they were going nuts. And so it's like, oh my, like I had to turn the TV off or mute it. And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then like 10 minutes goes by and you're like,
nice.
Maybe they
go for those coyotes.
No.
Nice.
No. Was it?
Yeah,
it was very loud and then it was quiet, is my point.
Yep.
And then the howling began, which only could be like a wolf or a coyote.
It's all tracks. Yeah.
A lot of howling. So I had to check the next morning. I'm like, is there blood all over the snow outside? Yeah. There wasn't. So they cleaned up after themselves.
It's every leap year in the Jones household.
So you guys celebrate leap year that way? So it was pretty aggressive. So just keep your head on a swivel. I heard it is mating season for coyotes.
Okay, good.
So I'm like, I don't know if my dog would befriend them, if he would get involved in that.
Your dog might. Mine would be.
Your dog would be eating quickly.
Mince meat. Yeah.
No, my dog's probably the size of a coyote. My dog's not very big. He's like 40 pounds. He's fast. Coyotes are probably about that size. So would they make love to him? Would they befriend him? Would they try to kill him?
Charleston would just be an empty pile with his the chip.
The chip
laying there.
They know not to take the chip with them. They're like, we're not gonna follow
that's
us
evidence.
Anywhere. Yeah. So anyway, no, it's not a skunk. Let's find out what it is.
A really bad smell has people packing the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. That's because the corpse flower has finally bloomed. Look.
The corpse flower.
The corpse flower.
I have read about these. I was unaware there was one in the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens.
This feels like one of those stories where you're like, how dumb are people? I'll tell you how dumb they are. There's a really bad smelling flower, and people line up to go smell it.
Well, are they line up to smell it or look at it? Is it a nice looking flower?
One time my buddy was picking me up from the airport, and he really had to go to the bathroom. This is going to be a little gross, but I'll keep it PG.
Number one.
No. The other one.
Got it.
The other one.
One plus one.
So he had I don't know, poor guy had a wrecked stomach, so he had to go into the bathroom. So he went into the bathroom, and this is like the public airport bathroom.
Nice.
And he's just probably annihilating the bathroom. Some guy walked in to the bathroom. He could see his feet in there, and then all of a sudden the guy walked out for a second, and he said, "Yo, Derek, come smell this!" So it was so bad.
They're like,
he had to go get a friend who legit was Derek. I'm not even making that part of it up. He went and got a Derek to come in there. So then another guy walked in just to smell.
Like, oh man,
these are the same guys that would be in line at the botanical gardens.
A bunch of Derek's
trying to check it out.
Which stay tuned for the keys. If you really want to get the full Derek
experience.
True.
That's a week from Friday.
Those lines. And Fox Eyes' Meredith Gorman takes us inside for a firsthand look at the rare plant and to see just how smelly it is.
It's a very rare occurrence, and it's happening right now in Brooklyn for the first time ever. A corpse flower has bloomed at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden, and folks are lining up to get a whiff of the smelly plant.
Smells trash-like to me. Yeah,
that's just Manhattan.
Rotting.
This is New York.
Vibe to the smell.
I had to go. I had to see it. They said, oh, it smells real bad. Yeah, like a corpse. Oh, let me go smell it.
Again, it's New York, so they went and they're like, actually smells fresh.
This is actually not bad.
Yeah.
So if I was like, hey, I have a warehouse. There's a legit dead body here.
Uh-huh.
Stinks.
Yeah.
You guys want to roll in here and smell it? You think these same idiots will go smell it? Or they're like, oh, because it's a flower that smells like a rotting corpse.
Yeah.
Now I need to give a whiff?
It's very rare. Did you hear that? It's rare, Keith.
You know what I would do?
It's not a common occurrence. It's rare.
I would go like Jodie Foster from Silence of the Lambs, put that little paint on my nose. Then you can't smell anything.
That's
go in there. You're all set.
We just go. I mean, is it that bad of a smell?
It smells like a corpse. Corpse flower. Yeah, yeah.
I never smelled a corpse. I don't know.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, those of us covering up my tracks.
Workers have named the plant Smelliot, and it bloomed open.
I'm sorry?
Smelliot.
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 Oh, that's a good name.
Elliot Wolf. Smelliot Wolf. Okay. Give me the new name.
Yeah, flag that for the Wolf Pack, actually. Yeah, good to know.
Yeah, the Smelliot Wolf, if he has another bad draft.
And it bloomed open on Friday morning with gardeners waiting days and days to see when it would happen.
Every day you know it's getting closer and closer and closer, but today, as soon as I wasn't even in the room and I could smell it, I knew that it had happened overnight.
We knew it was.
It's in a room?
Yeah. Huh. It's in a room. People are lined up to go in there and give it a whiff.
I guess that room was outside.
It's not. Sniffer on it.
You seen a picture of this flower?
Yeah. Well, how would you describe it? Go ahead. Paint the picture.
It's an anatomically correct flower is what I would say. Yeah.
It's like a George O'Keefe painting.
Close. And that, you see like the kind of the spathe or the petal-like thing was pulling away a little bit and it was smelling. So we had a good sense that like that was a sign it was about to bloom.
Somebody was in there saying the ABCs.
Only 10 botanical gardens around the world have this specific type of corpse flower, which is from Sumatra, Indonesia. And its blooming pattern is even more rare and can take between a few years to over a decade to open. The plant lives in the garden's aquatic house, and it's only expected to stay in bloom for 1 to 2 days this weekend. Now, if you are planning to check out the plant in person, you better get here soon because word is spreading and the line is getting long. And also, no word yet on just how long this plant will stay in bloom for, but it won't be more than likely a couple of days. Reporting from Brooklyn, I'm Meredith Gorman, Fox 5 News.
Shyamalan twist, Meredith Gorman, former Nessun, so now in New York.
I actually was going to bring
her story.
I was going to bring that up. That is the same Meredith Gorman.
Same Meredith Gorman. She's in New York City now.
How about that? Reporting on
smelly flowers.
Especially.
Not bad. Hey, good stuff.
Yeah, she said,
good
you know
intel
what?
In there.
Workers have named the plant Smelliot.
It's really
good stuff, Meredith. Thank
really
you.
Really how bad this local sports scene has got that local sports reporters are leaving to report on.
There you go. You guys want to talk about Aaron Glenn?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'll go head down to the botanical gardens. They got a flower there. It smells like a rotting corpse. Get in there.
I was shocked at the visual of those flowers. It's shocking. I'm happy I looked that up.
It's not bad, is it?
Mid-segment. No, yep. It's something. No,
that's not bad.
Okay.
Really bad smell has people packing the Brooklyn Botanic Garden. That's because
Stinks.
Not great.
No.
That's the madness. Keith for Madness every Tuesday, 12:45 here on Jones and Keith. We'll go back to a stinky basketball team, as it were.
Oh, boy.
The Boston Celtics. That's next.